Want to win $1,000? Be the ninth person to text to win right now at 441-0999 to qualify for Friday's drawing. The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, yeah, you can go ahead and text. Just text any word. Yesterday I said, I don't care what word you text. You can text win, you can text cash, you can text coyote, you can text kangaroo if you want to.
There it is, anyway, kangaroo.
Yeah, so 509-441-0999. We'll get through those, and somebody's going to qualify for tomorrow's $1,000 drawing. News time brought to you by Nom Nom, Life in the Snack Lane, and Haven Real Estate.
All right, Jay, are you ready for this?
More ready than you could possibly know.
It's a holiday hot dog monstrosity.
Oh, wow.
It's combining Thanksgiving and Christmas. Sam's Club, they are testing out this holly dog is what they're calling
holly
it.
Holly dog, okay.
Mm-hmm. So it's basically crazy toppings like mashed potatoes, pumpkin pie, Christmas cookies, and candy canes.
Does Sam's, is this like you buy in the store like you do at Costco here? Or is this actually just one of those things that's just...
It sounds like...
You buy it, take it home, cook it. It's not like from their food court thing?
Let's see. They're being served at pop-up carts just outside
of
the warehouse.
Oh, there you go. All right. Holly dog.
Yeah. And it's only at select locations, I guess. One location in New York City today only, and then Nashville on Monday, Dallas next Thursday.
Well, let's give us all an opportunity at it.
Yeah, right?
How about that?
But it sounds very interesting. So the menu options include a hot dog topped with turkey on one side, prime rib roast on the other.
What?
A dog topped with mashed potatoes on one side and Christmas cookies on the other.
Oh, I see the picture. That one looks disgusting.
And one topped with pumpkin pie on one side and candy canes on the other.
I see that as well. Also
disgusting.
I mean, just dumb. Yeah, No. And I don't even know how you would eat that. I mean, clearly you would have to cut it up into pieces.
Yeah, not well is
the
correct
answer. No. I'm just going to say kind of dumb. I don't mind the uniqueness of it, but yeah. I take it back that you guys can keep it at just select stores. I'm not going to need that one.
You don't want to travel out there or want
it here? The turkey with the gravy and then the other side is the prime rib is hilarious. But the ones with like the candy and stuff on it, that looks disgusting.
Yeah. I feel like, yeah, that's a solid combination, turkey and prime rib. Like, that could actually be delicious.
I just don't know why you would put it on top of a hot dog. But, yeah, at least that seems more like food, not like, crushed candy canes and a pie. And what was the other one? Cookies and mashed potatoes or something?
Christmas cookies and mashed potatoes.
I don't think so.
Maybe it's not as bad as you think, though.
Maybe it is, though.
I mean, okay.
The problem is, if it's like Costco, you know, you're like, hey, don't mess with the dog. The dog's good. I mean, you don't have to do that. I'm trying to think of what would be a good combo on top of there, but I can't really think of anything just the regular, you know, some people like the sauerkraut, some like the onions, some like both.
Your traditional toppings.
Yeah. Definitely not the candy thing. Mm-hmm. Mashed potatoes, maybe? Just by themselves? Could probably get down with that.
On top of a hot dog.
Yeah, as long as it was like not mixed with Christmas cookies.
Yeah, that brings it to a whole nother level.
I don't think that's going to work.
Well, I told you about... There was a restaurant in the town where I went to college. They had a barbecue sundae.
Okay.
Have I told you about this?
I don't think so.
It was basically like brisket, mashed potatoes, gravy, just like a bunch of things in a sundae container.
Right, like a sundae cup, glass. Like a cup, glass, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then they give you a spoon or a fork or whatever, and you just go to town.
But it was all... actual food that would go together. It's just all kind of mixed into one glass.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I mean, yeah.
Some things that you maybe wouldn't think would go together.
Right, yeah.
I just remember the potatoes.
Well, easy to carry around, at least. At least you could be mobile with it because it's in a glass. It's easier to eat that way.
True, yeah. This was like a relatively nice sit-down place, kind of.
Interesting, weird.
Yeah, maybe not so... I mean, it wasn't fancy, that's for sure.
Well, yeah, clearly, if they're serving that.
But it was like, it was more upscale than like a fast food place.
I got you.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I got you. Yeah. Let's do one quick one.
Story number two.
Quick one, huh?
Yeah, I know. A lot of pressure now. Now I've really put the pressure on you.
Yeah. All right. I'll just tell you about this because.
You can?
I can.
Yeah, there it is.
David Rush. He's that guy from Idaho who has.
Mr. World Record. Yeah.
Yeah, a bunch of world records. So he beat out someone for world record for, what is it? By drinking liters of lemon juice and lime juice. And the guy who he beat out just topped him.
Ah, take that.
Yeah. So he's
So now he's second again.
Yeah, now he's second.
So they're mixing lemon lime juice, or they're just drinking it like straight, like so it's super sour? What?
Yeah, straight up. Two separate records. So one is for lime juice, one's for lemon.
Oh, I see.
And they're drinking liters of it.
Oh.
And so the guy who just got the record back did one of them, the lemon juice, let me get this right, lemon juice in 13.3 seconds and the lime in 13.5.
And how much of it is it?
It's a liter.
A liter of it in 13 seconds. That's going to mess with your insides.
Yeah. He did say, I generally don't have problems with eating and drinking records. And this time, too, my stomach felt relatively good, but I had a toothache.
Okay, yeah. Well, yeah, it ate away all the enamel on the way down. Good work.
Good work.
I think every time now David Rush does a record, we should just have a all together should say whether they think it's cool or dumb.
Okay. Well, he doesn't have it now, so
yeah. So he's gonna have to break it.
Yeah. He does that all the time though, where someone breaks
sure,
his record and
absolutely
then he has to get it back or whatever.
We're all gonna say it at the same time. You can either say cool because you think that record's cool, or we're gonna say dumb because you think that record's dumb. Ready? 3, 2, 1. Dumb.
Cool.
Yep.
The Big 99.9 Coyote. Oops.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Using your pinky to punch in a code is one of the dumbest things.
Kevin James.
I was like, I almost said out loud, whoa, pinky keypad.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's the final story of the day. Hip, 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 hooray.
By the way, we're about 15 minutes away from Beat the Show. Chance at $25 gift card to Indaba Coffee Roasters. In the meantime, Steve, I am ready.
All right, Jay. Well, I promised hygiene habits.
Yes.
And
yes,
I
work with Kevin, so I appreciate this.
I shall deliver. This is this is a list. It's 15 hygiene habits that no one talks about, but really should.
All right.
So I can give you all 15 or... I don't know.
Let's see what we have time for. I think we probably have time for it.
Maybe a few. I don't know. I don't think this is in any particular order.
Okay.
So I can't really screw that up.
Doesn't seem like it.
I mean, if there's
number
a will,
one.
Yeah. Well, here's number one, though.
Okay.
Using clean pillowcases and keeping your sheets fresh in general.
Yeah, I get that.
That's a good...
Sure.
This has to do with, you know...
Easy just, enough.
Yeah, time of the season and, you know, people...
Right.
...be, you know, getting sick and everything.
Absolutely.
And all that. So, you know, here's some advice for you.
So, since you haven't probably washed yours since, you know, 4th of July, now's your time.
Me specifically?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, Jay, it's been more...
Longer than that?
Okay. Let's not talk about my hygiene.
Yeah, right. Let's leave you out of this. Mm-hmm.
Changing your towels, hand towels, bathing towels frequently.
There you go.
Yeah.
I get it.
The 5th of July for that one.
Yeah, right.
Cleaning your belly button.
Oh, what?
Do people do that? I thought you weren't supposed to.
I'm going to.
Or you're not supposed to.
Well, like anything else, I don't think you're supposed to stick anything in there. I think that's the that's the key, maybe.
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm going to put that on the poll for tomorrow. You can take the poll now. Do you. Clean your belly button. Is that two words? Feels like it.
Maybe hyphenated? No, it's not hyphenated. I think it is two words, though.
Yeah, it feels like it.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's on the poll. You can take our polls. They're fun and very...
Here's proof.
Very impactful. They're up on Twitter or X if you prefer, just Jay and Kevin. You'll see it there. All right, back to you, Steve.
Okay. Cleaning your piercing holes, no matter how old they are.
Okay, sure.
Take your earrings out.
Right.
All that. Brushing your tongue and the roof of your mouth.
Yeah. Roof of your mouth.
Yeah.
Do I have to put that one on the poll too?
Yeah. They say it's a key for fresh breath and often forgotten.
Roof of your mouth.
You've never heard that? You've never brushed
that? I've never heard of that one. Tongue, yeah. Roof of your mouth, no. I'm all right. On the poll it goes.
Yeah. You got to be careful though.
Well, yeah, obviously. Do you or have you ever? Which one do you want me to do?
Have you ever seems
okay, appropriate. Have you ever?
Because you seemed outraged.
I did.
Very angry about it.
Well, have you ever done it?
The roof of, I mean, I've been instructed to.
Really?
Just like I've been instructed to floss.
Yeah. When they ask you every time, you go, do you floss? Every day.
All right. Let me tell you the thing about flossing, Jay. I do it.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is, though, I get less and less motivated as the further I get from my previous dentist appointment.
I think that's fair.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's, I feel like that's pretty normal.
Yeah. And then you're more like, motivated, yep, you know what?
I'm going to do right. That's exactly it. It's like a bell curve. You're like, I am going to floss every day. This is my new habit. 4 weeks later, you're like, I think I just did. I don't know. I don't know. It's clean. It doesn't feel like anything's stuck in there. And then right before you go back.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I do it every day.
No, I'm real with the dentist. I tell him what I do.
Do you? You don't lie. You don't. You go, yeah, occasionally.
Yeah, I always say, well, they ask, oh, do you floss every day? And I say, well, I could do better.
That's a fair answer. I actually like that answer a lot.
And, yeah.
Because what are they going to say? What does that mean? Don't worry about it.
Yeah, well, then we get into the details, and then it's the whole thing. But, you know, isn't mouthwash enough?
You're right. No, sir, it's not.
Number six, cleaning your phone screen regularly.
I could do that more often. That's a good idea. I'm going to do it right now.
Yeah. They say, like, that's the dirtiest thing.
I know.
So, yeah.
Well, they say that, but, I mean, you've never probably put a toilet seat up to your mouth. Well, actually, that's not true. I pretty much have done that once or twice.
You have?
Well, you get sick, you know, like you're, you know what I mean? Like, you got to vomit.
Oh. I thought you were probably pretty close to it.
No, I just oftentimes will just kneel down next to the toilet to put the seat next to my face, Steve.
Yeah, just kind of hanging out.
Just for fun. For funsies.
Sounds. Put that on the poll.
What are you doing in there? Yeah, put that on the poll.
Have you ever
put a toilet seat by your face for funsies?
If you put funsies with anything, doesn't it make it better?
I'm going to put that on there. You've convinced me.
Have I really?
Yeah. Ooh. Have you ever put a toilet seat by your face for funsies? Yeah, well, that's on the poll, too.
Okay. Wasn't that like a TikTok trend or something?
That?
I feel like it was.
I hope not.
For some weird reason, it was like people were either putting their face next to
it. By the way, how do you spell funsy?
F-U-N.
Careful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it just Z-I-E or is that?
I was going to say Z-Y, but that doesn't seem right either.
For funsies. It doesn't want to accept it, clearly.
Yeah.
Clearly, that's not a word that it likes. Yeah, it's close enough.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. Any other ones?
Sure. I mean, I can keep going. Clean your keys.
Okay.
Clean the bottom of your purse, Jay.
Okay. On the bottom. All right. Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah. Making sure to carry hand sanitizer with
there
you.
There we go. Thank you.
No coughing or sneezing in your hands without washing them right
There's
after.
There's an idea. It's hitting close to home around here.
Yep. Clean your beards.
Ladies?
Clean the backside in the shower.
Okay.
And then we...
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Okay, buddy. You're the best.
Kevin James.
Yep.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Hey, beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show. What? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Who? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Where? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show.
Simple enough. That's all I got to do. Just beat the show. It's easy.
That's what they say.
Yeah. What do you say, Scott?
Hey, seems simple enough to me.
Yeah. I mean, you're going to beat me today because Steve made the questions, and otherwise I would be cheating. So how you feeling?
Oh, okay. Feeling good. Feeling good.
You're feeling smart.
I don't know how you are with Disney.
I don't know how I am with Disney either, Scott. I don't, you know,
it's a good question.
I mean, I did have, of course, small children. I felt that there was a, you know, time and place where I might have done quite well. Now I don't know. So I guess same for you.
Yeah. Yep, banking on that too. Yeah, same thing.
Well, let's see how we do here. I'll see you in just over a minute. I wish you good luck. Don't forget, 7 questions in 60 seconds. Pass if you get stuck. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, buddy.
All right, here we go, Scott. Walt Disney was born December 5th, 1901. How old would he be if he was alive today?
Oh, man. 123.
Okay.
Sorry.
Who is the voice of Buzz Lightyear?
Tim Allen.
Let It Go, Do You Want to Build a Snowman are songs from what Disney movie?
Frozen.
Name one of the five main emotions in the 2015 film Inside Out.
One of mad or angry.
Okay. What country does Beauty and the Beast take place in?
England.
What character did Robin Williams voice in the animated Aladdin film?
The Genie.
We Don't Talk About Bruno is a popular song from what Disney film?
Talk About Bruno. Beauty and the Beast.
All right, I think we got through everything, right? Yeah, we did.
Right. Yeah, not sure how that went, though.
We'll see. We'll find out.
We'll see.
I think you did pretty well.
Oh, I heard right there at the end you did pretty well. A lot of pressure on me, then, is what you're saying.
That's right, Jay.
I don't know.
Did you appreciate my waving of the hands but no doing today?
I couldn't hear the do anyway, but I did appreciate the waving of the hands.
Oh, okay. All right.
Well done. All right, let's see how it goes. All right, same seven questions in a similar sounding 60 seconds. I believe that I'm ready.
That is correct. Okay, Jay, here we go. Walt Disney was born December 5th, 1901. So how old would he be if he was alive today?
123.
Who is the voice of Buzz Lightyear?
Tim Allen.
Let It Go and Do You Want to Build a Snowman are popular songs in what Disney movie?
Come on, man.
Is that your answer?
Frozen.
Okay. Name one of the five main emotions in the 2015 film Inside Out.
Oh, I'll say anger.
What country does Beauty and the Beast take place in?
Oh, boy. What country?
Yeah.
Transylvania. I don't know.
Okay, we'll see. What character did Robin Williams voice in the animated Aladdin movie?
Oh, he's a genie. He was awesome.
We Don't Talk About Bruno is a popular song from what Disney film?
Encanto.
Did you pass on it?
Was that it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. No, I don't think I passed. I mean, I think I got some wrong, but I don't think I passed.
Oh, you definitely did.
Okay. Well, that's awesome. All right, we'll see how we did here. Oh, man. I don't know. I didn't know, Steve. I didn't know.
Well, I mean, come on.
Is that a commonly known one? I don't know that it is.
I mean, no, but that's
fine. But it's okay to mix those in, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll see how we did.
Walt Disney born December 5th, 1901. Happy birthday. How old would he be if he was alive today?
Yeah. I mean, I said 123.
Yep. Scott said 125, then he said 123. So, both correct.
Ooh, nice correction, Scott.
Yeah.
Yeah, boy.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thinking under pressure, that's always hard to do.
Yeah, so, it is sometimes.
Yeah. You keeping score, am I supposed
to? I can keep score 1-1.
Okay, thank you. Who is the voice of Buzz Lightyear?
What'd you say, Scott? I said Tim Allen.
Tim Allen.
Yep, both of you said Tim Allen.
2-2. Great movie. Got to watch it again.
Mm-hmm. Next one, very tough. Let It Go.
Come on.
And Do You Want to Build a Snowman?
Tim, tell me. I mean, Scott, tell me you got that right.
Absolutely.
Okay, 3-3. Yeah. I was like, if you get Frozen wrong, you lose your Disney card for life.
Oh, man. Is that laminated or how does that work?
Of course it is, yeah.
Okay.
All right. Duh, and it costs you $6 million because you got it at the park.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Name one of the five main emotions in the 2015 film Inside Out.
I mean, I went with anger.
Yep. Scott went with mad or angry.
Okay.
And the five are joy, sadness, fear, anger, and disgust.
I think everybody remembers anger because that's the red guy blowing his top.
Yeah. Who voiced that?
I don't know. I'll find out for you.
Okay. It feels like a
famous person?
Yeah.
Okay. It's going to take me a second, Steve.
It definitely
Sorry.
Was. All right. We'll move on to the next question. We'll get back to that one. Both of you got that one right. What country does Beauty and the Beast take place in? Scott said England and Jay.
Ooh, that's probably a better guess.
Better than Transylvania?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what I was doing.
Yeah, there. I think wasn't there a movie about Transylvania or something?
Yeah, I'm sure there were movies about it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, not Transylvania. It was actually France.
Oh, no, dang it.
Yeah.
4-4. And by the way, the person that voiced anger in Inside Out, Lewis Black.
Ah, okay.
So, okay. Yeah. Like, you know, world famous Lewis Black, like everybody knows.
Yeah. Well, he's a very angry man.
Apparently.
He likes to yell.
4-4.
What character did Robin Williams voice in the animated Aladdin movie?
I mean, I had Genie. Scott, you had to have known that, yeah?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's Wheelhouse for the kids.
Okay.
Love that.
Yep. Both of you got that one right.
5-5.
And we don't talk about Bruno, popular song from what Disney film?
Uh-oh, Scott.
Scott said Beauty and the Beast, and Jay, you said Encanto, which is right.
Oh, no. At the buzzer. At the buzzer. Edged him out, guys.
Jay, apparently you know you're Disney.
Yeah, I feel good about that, except for the Transylvania one. But I could have guessed any place. I had no idea.
Yeah, that's fair.
Gosh dang it, Scott. Thanks, though, for playing. Appreciate it. But can you please pick a number between 1 and 874,219?
About an even 10.
10 is a great number.
That is a great number.
Scott, appreciate you, buddy. All right, and study up on that Disney for next time.
Will do. Thank you.
See you, buddy. All right. 509-441-0999. Caller 10 is going to get themselves $25 gift card to Indaba Coffee Roasters.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Did she take sugar?
Yeah.
What were the options again?
Chocolate chip or sugar?
Yeah. Oh,
sugar is delicious.
Kevin James.
I think she just heard sugar and was like, I'll take sugar.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Traffic still super backed up. Sorry about that. Let me look here to see where it is. Freeway standstill. Eastbound, 7 miles east of 272. Then Kyle texted in, said traffic still at a standstill. East of Saulnave, Cheney exit. Slide offs all over the place, I-90, especially east of town. So, I think it kind of sneaks up on you a little bit. You feel like it's a fine day and everything's fine, everything's great, and it turns out no. So, yeah, just be a little extra careful, especially if you're on the freeway. And if you're in that backup, I understand it is major. Like, this is a long way. I don't even know if you can get off. I don't know where you would. Come on, Steve, you're good with this stuff. Where would you jump off the freeway all the way out there to try to get through town or into town?
Mm-hmm. Well, the whole northeast, southwest.
It's the Jay and Kevin Show stat of the day.
Don't know if you're taking Steve's word for it on that one. I would suggest no.
Yeah. Maybe north, south, east, west.
Again, I do love the updates as long as you're not at any sort of risk by doing it. So, you know, be smart with it. All right, Steve, stat time.
just go forward.
Go forward. That's a great idea.
Not backwards. Yeah, you don't want to go in reverse.
That's right on, baby.
It's a fun day.
Except
for that, yeah.
Yeah.
So, Jay, are you a self-gifter?
I mean, I want to say no. I mean, obviously, I buy stuff that I want.
Uh-huh.
I don't think I do it around birthday or Christmas or anything like that. No.
Okay.
Especially Christmas, because that, when you have family members who are also trying to get you something, will get you in trouble.
Right. I mean, that's true.
My daughter scolded me the other day because we were doing the $25 maximum, you know, just kind of one of those deals. It's kind of like a white elephant thing, sort of.
Okay.
And then she goes, oh, I saw you put something in the app that you would, you know, want for that's less than $25. And I said, yeah, but I'm thinking I don't want to wait that long because I kind of need it. And she's like lost her mind. It's like, what are you doing? You don't know. You just put it in there. You're going to suffer through 3 weeks of waiting and just deal with it. Don't buy anything that you've already put in there for the rest of the family to see. I'm like, okay, sorry, honey.
Plus, Jay, you don't really need that sprinkler right now.
I don't need the sprinkler. No, I don't.
I don't know why you're so...
Why are you in such difficult. A hurry? Relax.
Calm down.
I wanted that tractor sprinkler that goes along the hose. You know the one.
Mm-hmm. It's cool. $25.
Wow.
It's pretty good.
Heck of a deal.
Mm-hmm. So I have the percentage right here of Americans who plan to buy themselves at least one gift for the holidays.
Okay.
And do you want me to tell you what last year was, and then you can guess what this year is?
Sure.
All right. I won't tell you if it's higher or lower.
Yeah.
But last year was 38%.
Boy. 43.
Oh, wow. You're very close.
How close am I?
1%. 42% of Americans.
42. Okay.
Yeah.
I wonder what the value of the present that they buy themselves is. Does it say that?
I can tell you.
Look at this complete story. This is neat what you're doing.
How about this? I got a few things.
Oh my gosh, this guy.
Yeah, I got some more percentages, some dollar amounts. Yeah,
well done.
Mm. Well, not by me, by whoever wrote this.
Yeah, but you had it.
I can, you know.
I'll take it.
Pass along the info.
Right.
Most people are spending under $100 on themselves.
Okay.
But some people are splurging.
Sure.
46% plan on spending less than $100 on their own gifts. 32% said between $100 and $200. And 22% said more than that.
Wow. Gosh, dang it.
So,
are you wrapping your own present, do you suppose? Does it say that in the story?
It does not. I guess if you want to surprise yourself.
That would be interesting. Oh, I wonder what it is. Oh, it's just what I wanted. Perfect.
Yeah. Well, I mean, also the things that are listed here based on this survey. Nice meals, nice clothes, self-care stuff.
Okay, yeah.
Like a spa visit.
Turtle habitats.
Turtle habitats.
That one's not on there?
I don't see it.
Oh.
Let me flip the page here.
Yeah, just look a little
closer.
No. All right.
Yeah.
Well, to each his own.
Yeah. I tell you, though, my brother just bought a tortoise a couple months ago now. And when I went to visit him.
Your brother-in-law?
No. My brother.
I thought you said your brother-in-law. I was like, wait, what?
No.
Okay. I didn't know how that would work.
My brother.
Your brother bought a tortoise.
A tortoise, yeah. And it's actually, he goes, yeah.
That sounds so funny.
He goes, yeah, it's nice. It's pretty cute. I go, okay. And it actually, I don't know, it's like the size of almost a baseball, and it's supposed to get to the size of a football.
Okay, and where does the said tortoise live?
It's got a little
habitat, like I just mentioned.
Yeah. Okay. It's like a fish tank minus the water, you know?
Right, I got it, yeah. But eventually he'll have to go with a bigger enclosure?
Yeah, probably. I mean, it's big enough that it would fit, but it wouldn't really get to.
Yeah, that's not fun for it, though. Yeah.
So,
Just out of curiosity, I don't know what the rules are with the turtles anymore.
Okay.
Are you allowed to, like, pick them up and put them out in the ground and let them walk around the house? Or?
Yeah, I think he said he was going to let the tortoise kind of. And there is a difference, apparently.
Yeah, I was going to say, you keep saying that, and I'm sure there's a reason.
Because it was ingrained in my head.
I would imagine. He probably explained it to you.
Yeah. Well, he actually didn't know, but he goes, there is a difference. And then we looked it up.
He didn't know. Oh, you looked it up.
Yeah. It's something. They can be different colors. They live longer, blah, blah, blah.
Et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, yeah. There's
tortoises are land-dwelling, obviously. Turtles are, you know, more adapted for life in the water.
Mm-hmm. Yep, you're doing the same Google search that we did.
Uh-huh. Tortoises are heavier, more rounded, dome-shaped.
Yep, that is correct.
Yeah, stubby feet, we know that, sharp claws. A turtle's pretty much webbed feet because of the water thing.
Yep. There's a whole list.
Yeah, there is.
It's Google-able.
Yeah, it's Google-able.
Something
hard to say.
Yeah,
turtles tend to have, like, you know, longer, you know, more fin-like legs and feet.
Mm-hmm.
Tortoise is short and stubby.
But that was a gift he got himself, I guess, technically for the holidays. I don't know.
Very interesting.
Yeah, he just wanted a pet, but not as much responsibility.
So he went for a turtle.
Yeah,
tortoise.
Thank you.
Good night.
Yeah, and it is kind of cute, I guess.
Why don't you get one then?
A tortoise or a turtle?
I think you would have to go turtle, in other words, unless you want to fill up the bathtub. That would be great.
Maybe I'll just bring, can I get one for here, like a station mascot?
A station turtle. I don't think we're supposed to have our station tortoise. I don't know if we're supposed to have pets. We're also coyote country, not turtle country. Why don't you get a coyote?